Introduction. The Matrix is an illusion. It appears to be America at the turn of the 21st century, a vast megacity and an adjacent mountain range. In truth, it is a virtual, digital world that humans experience through feeds running directly to their nervous systems. These humans experience an artificial life in the Matrix, unaware of their real state. In reality, the actual date is unknown, but it is believed to be a couple of centuries later. The proprietors of the Matrix are machines that have won a war with humankind. During the war, the sky was scorched, denying machines their source of energy, solar power. The machines now use sleeping humans, enclosed in liquid-filled pods on vast batteries, to generate heat that becomes electricity. A few free humans, based in an underground city of Zion, resist the machines and hope to defeat the Matrix system, which they use as a form of slavery. These free humans, too, can jack into the Matrix by lurking close under the surface world in their hovercraft. But when they do, they are ruthlessly hunted down by agents of the machines. Humans can and do die in the Matrix. A hovercraft captain named Morpheus has heard a prophecy that there is one who can control the Matrix reality by will alone. Morpheus summons Neo and explains the true state of affairs he thinks Neo, a young man awakened from the illusion and brought from his pod into the real world, is the one. Neo's powers awaken and the battle escalates, but soon reveals complications. Along with humans and agents of the machines in the Matrix, there are free, sentient programs, exiles, enjoying life as humans in the virtual world. The exiles are varied. The Oracle is benign and guides Morpheus and the other humans in their quest. The Merovingian, aka the Frenchman, is a cyberetic gangster commanding a host of human-formed programs with powers like that of ghosts, werewolves, and other supernatural entities. There's also a wild card, Agent Smith. Instead of being destroyed by Neo in an epic confrontation, he has become an independent virus-like program who can replicate himself and overwrite others. Neo encounters the crowning complexity when he meets the Architect, the program who designed the Matrix. The Architect reveals there were previous iterations of the Matrix that failed, and even previous ones like Neo. A bloody cycle of destruction and renewal of the Matrix, Zion, and humanity is inescapable. Neo won't accept this, but first, he saves the woman he loves, Trinity, from death, by spectacularly reaching into her torso, removing a bullet, and massaging her virtual heart back into pulsing life. Ironically, it is Neo's capacity for love that makes him the mightiest warrior, the One.